Welcome. You are welcome to More Than a Womanist, and I'm your host, Lanice Merritt. I take it you guys like my science prose that I do, because we all know they're just like really not making science interesting, and it's because they're hiding the good stuff. But that's why you have me. That's why you have this podcast, More Than a Womanist. I'm here to help. I'm here to save us, okay? So the latest documentary I was watching is on the human brain and sleep. And I decided to mention it because it just gave me my own understanding on schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Because, okay, so if I'm grasping this right, we have two sides of our brain. The right side controls the left and the left controls the right, but we also have sections of our brain. And I'm not about to list the sections, you know, from the prefrontal cortex to the medulla, like we have sections of our brain. So, and people who suffer from those mental incapacities, I feel maybe like, okay, so is their sections of their brain isn't on the same page? Like, because in a healthy mental, they work together and let I from Sigmund Freud, or Freud's me and I, they let I do the talking, and I is our identity. So in schizophrenic individuals, they have like multiple I's that they let do the talking. And I know for most bipolar individuals, they take mood stabilizers. And I was thinking, like, is it because their left and right hemispheres of logic and creativity are working separately, like have different opinions in the corpus callosum, you know, where the two hemispheres connect? Because I know that part of the brain, like, is that our blind spot? I'm sure that's our blind spot. I know it's the reason I can't see my nose. And normally, like, okay, so normally being ambidextrous, you know, having the ability or even the want, like, to write as precisely with one hand as you do the other, like, isn't a big concern. And, like, you're not abnormal for preferring to write with one hand. But, like, it does look like two different people did it. I used to practice when, like, I was a kid, or I doodle sometimes, and I'll use my left hand, you know, where I keep my dusty to-do list. And it's dusty because, like, I just keep adding stuff to it and looking at it. I mean, but, okay, so, who's to say that the hand lagging wouldn't get better with practice? But in the video, like, they just showed how powerful and quick the brain is. And it left questions about mental health for me. And, okay, so they did this, they ran this test that was just, like, okay. So this man underwent surgery to mute the right side of his brain. And then they showed him a word. And since that side of the brain is mute, can't talk, the way that they were testing if something registered was only showing it to the right side of the brain, and the man would have to write it out with his left hand. And in a video, like, the man, he didn't even know what he was writing because he didn't see the word held to, like, the right side of his vision. He said he only saw a flash, and they showed the test or whatever. But the person administering the test, like, confirmed that it was written correctly. Like, I guess he got the overall, it was right. Like, it was right. He did what the scientist wanted him to do. So that was freaking crazy. It just, like, the power, it just put so much weight behind the power of thought for me as well. Because you know, it's hard to control what our mind consumes because of social media, phones, shit, your neighbors. But it's important to, like, feed yourself with knowledge and positivity more than ever, because it isn't just limited to sight. You know, like, it's not one-dimensional. There's so many other senses that can be, like, in a sense, manipulated in order to have, like, some form of mind control over an individual. And I'm talking about just, like, how that test showed the, like, power, like, brain power. And, you know, scientists are unlocking brain power. Like, we're finding out a whole bunch more. And I predict a whole lot more of clarity, but a lot more chaos, as well as, you know, humans find the full extent of our power, our brain power. And I'm not sure how we're going to deal with this, because we can't even stop bullying. Like, the whole stop bullying campaign went to shit as quick as it started, because they're only grazing on solutions. Like, no real solutions have profound impact on mental and emotional abuse was, like, is here for us, you know? Even therapy can be, like, not as much as, could be, therapy is great, everyone should go to therapy. It could be, like, improved. It can be improved. I'll just leave it there. Yeah, I'm not going to get into a talk on therapy when, like, it's also something that we all, like, so many people need right now. And this could make so much sense to you, or it could be totally confusing you right now. Like, but let me take it back a bit. My point is, as we learn more about the brain and reach a higher consciousness as a people, what is schizophrenia and bipolar disorders? Like, we successfully lifted the stigma off of the term mental illness, but there is still no solution, and we have more questions. And all those questions I had in the beginning, we need a doctor. We need a doctor on a show to speak to us about brain and sleep. More specifically, you guys know I'm super interested in dreams. And hold on. Okay, so this was a full documentary. So in the video, I was watching, the title of the video is Your Brain, Who's in Control? And PBS posted it. I was in the comments before I clicked off. So someone commented, I have dreams that feel like real life, crystal clear, all the feelings in a story mode. Then I wake up and be like, wow, that was a dream. And it took everything in me not to comment. Like, it was one of the people in your dreams. That dream was sent to you. It was manufactured. I'm like, oh, squeeze me. I'm like, great, you guys are catching on. Because the comments were full of people sharing their dreams, and some, it sounded like freaking nightmares. I'm like, hello, dreams can be manufactured, as in, like, someone's maybe manifesting, visualizing themselves as, like, a part of your dream. Who knows? Get out of here. Like, I'm so happy we're exploring this more. They don't know anything about dreams, okay? I know what I'm talking about. I feel like they were in your dream, or you were a part of theirs, and okay, so maybe it's a message that they're trying to communicate with you. Maybe they fell asleep with you on your mind, or a situation on their mind, or they, like, got lost in a song or read an article. Like, it doesn't all have to be, like, super, like, triggery. But we on conspiracies, and I'm gonna give you it raw, okay? But also, you ever had that dream fighting, and, like, you couldn't throw any punches, like, they were too weak? My take on that is that it was someone else's dream, but you know what? They might think twice if they considered physically harming you now in real life, because they wanted you to not be as fierce as you was coming in that dream. That's my take on it. I listen to my dreams, but I actually interpret it too. Like, so what's the crazy dreams? If I dream about my man cheating on me with some girl, I'm not gonna like black on him because I feel like that was Cap, that was her. It could be her. Or him, but you know, like, but you would know now he's considering stepping out and there's attraction between them, even if it's like unreciprocated. Get out of here. And I'm not saying shape your life off your dreams. I feel I said this before. Like, I'm not saying shape your life off your dreams. But it's like trusting your gut. Do you trust your gut? Doesn't our gut has something to do with the subconscious anyway. Some people call it like another little mind in there. Is it actually a little mind in there? I mean, I know for sure that we don't control processes like regulating our temperature. Our body does that itself. It digests our food itself. So there's a whole subconscious in there. I believe, and you know, get back to maybe, okay, so I did go off in a tangent in the beginning about like the whole bullying thing, like how we can't even get like bullying, and we're like going into all of these things about mental, like, you know, really reaching a higher consciousness. And I brought it up because I believe you can make someone go crazy and develop a mental disorder. And one way is by getting into, well, I feel the way is by getting into their subconscious. So this leads me back to the schizophrenia and bipolar patients who, like, you know, the ones that didn't go crazy. You guys know what I'm talking about, because people choose to make movies about it or scripts about it and shows about it, true crime documentaries about it, but nothing's really coming from it. You know, these are the people who didn't go crazy. Like, how do we save the ones that were manipulated? Maybe their brain was going through a transitional phase. Maybe they were, you know, young kids transitioning into adulthood. Maybe they fell in love with an abusive partner and fucker put them on a conservatorship. Like, or there's someone who has a fortune, people after their fortune, next thing you know, they're put on drugs. And once you're diagnosed, everything you say is just because of your illness. And God bless, oh my, I don't ever want to be put in no situation like that. That's why, like, I'm dramatic, but I chill out on some stuff. I know what to chill out. And, you know, I'm not saying anything, like, outlandish, because we do see it in the tabloids, in news every day. But they do rather create movies and true crime stories around it than make actual efforts towards prevention. And respectfully, I'm sure there's people who have been rightfully diagnosed. Thanks, Big Pharma. But again, like, what is schizophrenia? What is bipolar disorder as science improves? You know? Aren't you guys tired of living in this world? Like, okay, they're going to wait for the next generation to fight to bring it up. Like, do they feel like, can we be a society where we acquire and accept, my professor is stuck with me for a, like, accommodate, gain that new information and assimilate, get with it, because come on. Or maybe, what's the reason? Do you think, like, the government wants to be, like, so far ahead of us for what? Or is it, who knows? What's in the bottom of the ocean? I'll end it here. I'll see you guys next episode.